Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's Rock underscore and underscore Rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/Rock and Rally Tennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 117 is brought to you by CareerWonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries. Sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at CareerWonder.com. You know, the 2018 French Open will begin next week, and just like last year's French Open, there will be no Federer as he elected to skip the entire clay court season again. But the good news in the women's draw is that Serena is scheduled to play, but it will be her first tournament action since early March. Now, while there are many great players competing, this year's French Open outlook seems oddly familiar to last year's. So starting with the women, the lack of a dominant player or favorite continues to be the main theme. You know, after playing a few matches earlier this year and her return from maternity leave, you know, Serena again will be back in action after taking the past few weeks away from the tour to work on her conditioning and preparation for really the rest of the year. I mean, it'll be great just to have her back in the field, but truthfully, I'm not expecting much from Serena at this year's French Open. I think if she gets to the second week of the tournament, that'll be a pretty good result as she continues to work her way back into top form. Current world number one, Simona Halep, is probably one of a dozen or more women who have a realistic chance of holding up the trophy in a couple of weeks' time. Halep is looking to win her first Grand Slam singles title after a few close calls, including last year's heartbreaking three-set loss to Ostapenko, and most recently at the Australian Open in January, where she finished runner-up to Wozniacki. Halep will certainly be, again, one of the favorites to win the French Open, but look, she has not been playing well. Her form has been a little off of late. Since the Australian Open, she has reached the semifinals in tournaments only twice. Now, inconsistency and unpredictability of performance week in and week out have been the norm on the women's tour for the past couple of years. The typical pattern has been player wins a big tournament, then struggles to make it out of the early rounds for the next several tournaments and goes into a little bit of a funk. Now, we saw this with Angie Kerber for the entirety of 2017 after winning two majors in 2016. We've seen this with current world number two Wozniacki, who, since winning the Australian Open in January, really has not been in top form. And we've seen this with two-time Grand Slam champion and current world number three Muguruza, who won the tournament in Monterrey, Mexico early this year, but has otherwise not played all that well, really, since winning the French Open a couple of years ago. And she won Wimbledon last year as well. So the list goes on. At the end of the day, picking a player to win the Women's French Open title is somewhat of an exercise in futility. The eventual champion can come from just about anywhere, from the group of veterans and proven champions like Venus, Wozniacki, Kerber, Kuznetsova, and even a likely rusty Serena, to the group of young champions including Muguruza, Ostapenko, and Stevens, to the large group of contenders seeking their first Grand Slam singles title, including Halep, Coco, Svitolina, Pliskova, Keys, Osaka, to name a few. Now, if I had to pick one player to win this year's Women's French Open, I would probably go with Svitolina. Now, even though Svitolina has never advanced past the quarterfinals in a Grand Slam, she has played pretty consistent tennis over the past 18 months, winning five tournaments, including two so far this year in Brisbane and Dubai. Now, Svitolina is an excellent athlete who I believe has just enough firepower in her game, and most importantly, has the mindset of grinding out a lot of tough points, which is essential for any player looking to win at the French Open. Perhaps this will be Svitolina's breakout major. Either way, be prepared to expect the unexpected and enjoy the great tennis that is certain to be on display over the next couple of weeks in Paris. As for the men, it goes without saying that Nadal is the heavy favorite to win an unprecedented 11th French Open title. If Nadal is healthy, I just don't see any player beating him at Roland Garros in a best 3 out of 5 sets at this time. And sure, Djokovic and Wawrinka, two former French Open champions and winners of multiple Grand Slam singles titles, will be in the field. But, you know, both players are essentially still in the early stages of finding their form after an extended injury layoff. So I would be surprised if either of them made a deep run at the French. As for the crop of hard-charging next-geners like Thiem, Zverev, Kyrgios, Shapovalov, Chung, to name a few, Thiem is probably the biggest threat to Nadal on clay, particularly when he's on and playing lights out. Now, Team is the one player who possesses that combination of athleticism and firepower, and really he can hit through any player on any clay court. Now, Team played a superb match against Nadal last week in Madrid, really taking it to Nadal in his straight sets win in the quarterfinals. Now, I've been watching Team for the past 3 years, and last week's match against Nadal was probably the most complete display of tennis I've seen from Team from start to finish. That said, as big of a fan as I am of Team, I don't know if he can produce and sustain that extraordinarily high level of play over the course of 2 weeks, seven matches, best three of five sets in a major to close the deal and win the French Open. Now, he has reached the semifinals each of the last 2 years, but we'll see. But as good as Team is on clay, I believe there is still a fairly significant gap between Nadal and Team as it pertains to clay court prowess. Certainly, Team will be one to watch as things gradually unfold over the next couple of weeks. As for world number three Sasha Zverev, I just don't think the clay in Paris suits his game. And, you know, look, he's only reached the third round there once in his career. Now, despite winning on clay in Madrid last week and regardless of what happens in the finals against Nadal in Rome this weekend, at this point in his career, I just don't see Zverev as one of the favorites to win the French Open, especially if the road to winning in Paris has to go through Nadal in a best three of five sets. The bottom line is this: Nadal has a clear path to winning a mind-boggling 11th French Open title. Despite the hiccup last week in Madrid, and again, regardless of what happens this weekend in Rome, the French Open is Nadal's to win, plain and simple. As long as Nadal can stay healthy, expect him once again to be hoisting and taking a playful bite out of La Coupe de Mousquetaire in a couple of weeks. Enjoy the French Open. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.